This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of 2017. We're talking about Index Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the co-founder and chairman of the company, Mr. Todd Davis. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. I guess it has been a little while since we last spoke.
You know, last Monday, you guys put out a news release. I'm sure that was the international news, but I was wondering if you could bring us up to speed on that and what makes that so special.
Well, if you go back about a year ago now, we made an acquisition of a company called Go Green Global Enterprises to establish an international distribution and business hub out of Jamaica. Jamaica went fully legal for medical marijuana and medical cannabis as a nation in 2017, so in November 2017. So we met with the health minister, we met with a lot of the people down there, and they were looking for professional companies from the United States to come down there and help them build their business. So in order to structure, you have to establish a company down there, and you have basically a 50-50 ownership down there, and you build your company from that standpoint. The nice thing about Jamaica for our company is that it's an international distribution facility from that country to anywhere in the world without restriction. So we can now sell our CBD products from there. If we have future products that develop in the cannabis market other than CBD, it can be distributed from there. So we went out, we applied for licenses to be farmers, to be processors, to be a dispensing operation where we can do international sales into international distribution networks for other countries that are also legal in that capacity. That news from last week, the international news we'll call it, was we've been vetting a lot of potential partners and finance partners for that part of the business equation, and GFE was the prime candidate that we wanted to work with. They're a private company out of Ontario, Canada, but they have established networks in Europe, South Africa, and other parts of the world, like Australia, that we want to distribute our products into. So they brought together resources to be a part of it, and we're going to take the international part of Index Corporation, and instead of claiming a revenue stream off it, we're going to monetize it through an IPO so that every Index shareholder will now own a piece of that international public company. So it'll either come in the form of a stock dividend, essentially, but it'll be an asset play at the beginning, and we'll unlock the value of the international markets and finance that portion internationally through Canada, through Europe, and through the Asian markets.
You know, I wanted to change gears here just for a second and really kind of pat you on the back as a lot of CEOs don't get a lot of credit for running companies on the OTC markets, but you increased your revenues by 59% over the third quarter. How did you do that, and where do you go from here?
Now the growth curve came inside the pilot program for the hemp industry. It allowed us to go out from 2014 till December of this past year, build our company in a pilot program format. So we didn't go all in and say, we're just going to market and sell as much CBD as we can. We went out and developed products. We did clinical trials. We did testing. We designed products around clinical results. And we slowly introduced it to the medical community, to the health community, the wellness community, and dog health and veterinary practices around the country. We got up to about 1,000 distribution points in the pilot program. Now that it's been signed into law by the President, by the Senate, by the Congress, hemp is a real industry now. Now we're going to get very, very aggressive. This year alone, we've been in talks with major buyers of major pharmacy chains and retail chains across the country to potentially place these products into their shelves and make these mainstream products. So, you know, we went from doing 5,000 to 50,000 to 500,000 to right at $1 million in 2018. This year, We've been forecasting to the market that we want to get into 5,000 retail stores by the end of this calendar year.
Wow.
If we do that, that puts us on a run rate of a little over $2 million minimum per month in for our sales. So we'll go from a $1 million company last year to on track to being a $24 to $30 million company by end of fiscal 2019. That's the exponential leap.
Let me ask you this. What does it mean, go-to-market strategy? I've heard other companies and CEOs say that, but what does that mean to you and your company?
This is a brand new industry, the hemp industry. So going to market is you're presenting your products in a format that they're used to seeing, but you're presenting them a product that is kind of lightning in a bottle. So you can't service every single buyer that comes your way. So your go-to-market strategy is you have to be able to meet the demand that's put in front of you. You have to be able to execute on delivery. If just because you can win a contract doesn't mean you can deliver on a contract.
Absolutely.
So capacity for the next 2 years in the hemp market is going to be a challenge. There's based on the demand that's currently arising in this industry, there's not enough supply of the raw ingredients to fill all the demand that's out there. So going to market, we are going to be cautious, and we're going to make sure that if we take on 5,000 stores, we can deliver to 5,000 stores and never leave those store shelves empty. Then we can expand to 10. Then we can expand to 30. Ultimately, our target right now in the early go-to-market strategy is getting into 35 to 50,000 store shelves within the next 2 years. So this year, minimum, we're shooting at 5,000. We could end up somewhere between 15 and 20,000 based on current demand indicators, but 5,000 is that conservative goal so that we know that we can execute $2 to $3 million in revenue every single month, month in, month out, without too many growing pains.
That being said, and if that does come to fruition, do you feel your stock price and your market cap's undervalued where it's at?
We feel it's undervalued right now. We haven't touted our stock. We've let people know. We've kept them up to date, but we haven't marketed our corporation for the sake of running the price of the stock up. Because of that, we remain, in my opinion, the most undervalued CBD/hemp company in the country. There are companies that are trading anywhere from 20 to 100 times sales. And at $1 million and a $20 million market cap, we're undervalued at this point, in my opinion, based on our upcoming fiscal year. So, yeah, I think that we'll comfortably get into the $100 to $200 million market cap range by the end of this year. And we'll still be undervalued compared to some of our peers and our competitors.
You know, that being said, there's a name change, trying to get change on your company from Index to CBD Unlimited. Where are we at in that process?
Well, we've officially made the name change in the state of our domicile, which is Nevada. So we are now known as CBD Unlimited, Inc. We're filing with FINRA right now to go through the rest of the legal change with the SEC. Once that process is complete, we'll be known as CBD Unlimited, Inc., and Index will drop into as a subsidiary. Our stock symbol at that time will also change to, right now we're filing for two, but we're shooting for CBDU as the new stock symbol.
My guest today has been Todd Davis. He is the co-founder and chairman of Index Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. Let me ask you this. How are revenues looking in domestic markets, looking for Index, maybe with the new Farm Act? And are you planning on doing anything internationally?
Oh, yeah. We have two primary focuses this year. One is the domestic market under the new legal law with the Farm Bill Act. We're expecting to grow that part of our company from a $1 million a year company to $20 to $30 million in the next 12 months. So that's that primary division. In international, we still have 6 months of key development over there. Towards October, November, December, that's when revenues will be kicking in for us there, and we're expecting that to grow out to at least a $50 million division, but we're going to try to get that up with the technology integration that we're looking at. Over time, we're shooting for a $500 million company.
Todd, before I let you go, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
We're no longer just an OTC markets company. You know, we've taken the time to build this correctly. We're growing the company nicely without taking toxic debt, without taking toxic investors into our company. We've said no to a lot of capital to properly build this and maximize shareholder value for the Index shareholders. So as we transition into CBD Unlimited, we hope you stick along for the ride.
Well, I wanted to wish you the best of luck, continued success. You can always come on the show anytime. Give us an update. I'd like to hear from you sooner than 4 or 5 months. Hopefully you'll come back on 50 days.
Well, I'll be glad to, Everett. I'll have lots to tell you about in 50 days.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.